Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Midday 180, served up by Wendy's with Chad Withrow and Paul Kuharsky. I'm Jonathan Hutton. Glad you're with us. And pleased to be joined by Pro Football Hall of Famer Eric Dickerson, president of the board there at the Hall of Fame, where we have the news of the day where Pro Football Hall of Famers are seeking health insurance and they could boycott future ceremonies moving forward. And Eric Dickerson is one of the players to speak on this matter. Eric, thank you for the time today. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
We are great. How long have players in the Hall of Fame discussed this prior to sending out this statement and this letter?
We've been talking about this for about a year and a half, on and off with guys. And it really came to fruition this year at the Hall, where some of us are on the golf course, and not just Hall of Famers, other guys out there also. And it just became an issue where guys are like, man, we need to get more. I mean, we need to help the older guys here at the Hall. You can see a lot of these guys are hurting, and also try to do something for all the guys that played in the National Football League, because the thing is that we're not separate from anybody else. We're all brothers. You know, some of us are fortunate to be in the NFL Hall of Fame, but we got there through on the backs of other players, and they got the accolades from us also. So we all helped each other along. But we've been having this conversation for, like I said, about a year and a half, and it kind of came up again this year. And I asked the guys out there, I said, look, man, if we want to do something. I said, we've been talking about this. I said, if you want, I'll go back and try to put it in motion. And all the guys agreed. I said, okay, now. I said, when I do this, you know, don't leave me out here hanging, because, you know, I think, you know, this has been an issue for a lot of guys. So that's how it got started, really.
I understand the issue with the league and with the Players Association. The tweet I sent that prompted you to reply and helped us arrange this meeting was that I don't really understand the involvement of the Hall. I know the Hall kind of asks you guys to be ambassadors for the league, but the Hall, as an independent body that has propped you guys up and raises your platform, is going to suffer the consequences of this when your real complaint seems to me to be with the league and the PA. Can you walk me through that?
Yes, you're right about that. Look, we're not going after the Hall of Fame. The Hall of Fame is, we're all Hall of Famers. So, look, when you think about a guy that played for the Cleveland Browns, he was a starting defensive back, and his name is John Jamerson, or you got a guy that played for the Rams, and his name was Thomas Williams, but you don't know that guy. But all of a sudden, if you got guys like Lawrence Taylor, you got guys like Jim Brown, you got guys like Eric Dickerson, you got, you know, guys like Willie Lanier, Derek Brooks, you got name guys, and you got the names, that's what people start looking at. And we're not attacking the Hall, but you know, they always try to make themselves separate, the Hall separate from the NFL, but they're not. You know, they're not. The NFL tries to separate themselves from the Hall, and the Hall tries to separate themselves from the NFL. You know, who pays David Baker's salary? Who? The NFL. We're not trying to hurt the Hall. We're trying to help the Hall of Famers. That's the deal. I mean, and I always say the Hall of Fame is not made up of gold jackets. The Hall of Fame is not made up of busts and a ring and highlights. The Hall of Fame is made up of players, the players that are in the Hall of Fame. And so this was initially, we want to start with the Hall of Famers because, look, we don't have a seat at the table. There's no Hall of Famers, no retired player, you know, on that board. The NFLPA, and I think DeMar Smith and going back to Gene Upshaw has done a terrible job representing retired players, Hall of Famers, all guys, the whole league. They, like, he's always jumped behind that. Look, I represent the current players. But for us, you know, I think when the attention is going to come because of name recognition. That's really it. And we want to help the Hall of Famers. I'll say that again. You know, we're not trying to hurt the Hall, but that is our main mission, is trying to help the Hall of Famers. Not anything against the Hall. Love the Hall of Fame. But our mission is to help the players. That's what it's all about.
Pro Football Hall of Famer Eric Dickerson with us on the Midday 180.
How many how many guys are on board here? I know you, how many had signed the letter. It's not a huge proportion of a huge percentage of living Hall of Famers. I know Kurt Warner took offense on some level to having his name on there, saying that he didn't, while he supports some of your themes, he didn't intend to sign the letter, he indicated.
Right. You know, we had seven draft squads. And on those drafts, you know, I talked to Kurt, I talked to Jerry, and when I told them, I said, I talked to them, they put their names on it. So that's my fault. I didn't see the last draft. You know, I saw it, but I didn't go all the way to the bottom for the name. So I take responsibility for that. But Kurt Warner and Jerry Rice say they most definitely support the cause that we're trying to support for the guys. That's the most important thing. You know, it's funny how they always want to divide the players. They want to divide the current players. They want to divide the Hall of Famers. You want to divide all the players. And that's what we have to do is players to stick together. That has been our main issue. That's why we always lose when it comes to these CBAs. And I look at Major League Baseball, how they do so well with their pension and the benefits because they stick together. You know, the main mission here is that we're trying to help. It's a difference if I was trying, not me, I'm going to say, because I always say, I was the one who they took on this call. Do I need to do this? Hell no. You know, I don't. I mean, I got other things I could be doing. But we're trying to do something good for the Hall of Famers and the players in the National Football League. Not just, not nothing that's going to benefit me. It's for all. I said earlier, if you touch the ball, you score. If you run a defense, you stop someone. It's not perfect. But the mission here is to help the players. And we have about 50 to 60 guys that we've talked to, maybe even more, because we have had conference calls for the last 5 weeks. And all guys, I'm on board. I don't have to have every guy sign that letter. And I'm not speaking saying that every guy that's in the Hall of Fame is not coming to the Hall of Fame. I'm not saying that by no means. But that is how we had to get their attention, because if a guy that played 10 years ago or 8 years ago, you don't know his name, if he starts talking about, I want benefits, he's not going to get anywhere. He's just going to spin his wheels. The big thing here is the name recognition that we have behind with the Hall of Fame players. And I'll say again, to me, a lot of the media and the NFL, they try to divide players. That's the way they win. Division. Get the players arguing amongst each other. Well, I don't agree with this. I don't agree with that. Look, the game plan, when I play football, all the game plans are perfect, but it's all about winning. That's the most important thing here. And the win here is for Hall of Famers and players. And all of us are one. Just understand that. We're all one. We're all former players.
Eric, so if the Hall of Famers get what they're asking for here, are you going to bat for the non-Hall of Fame players as well after this?
Most definitely. And right now we want to put them all together. You know, forget separating the Hall of Famers from the retired players, the other retired players. Forget that. It's all together now. We want it all. I mean, basically, we want it all. We started with the Hall of Famers because, you know why? Because we're out there, we're talking about us first. That was how we said, okay, the world, we're going to start here first. Like I said, we don't have a seat at that. We'll start here first. Then we're going to get all the players' health insurance and a proper pension. I mean, a proper pension. When I talk to guys that's played for 10 and 15 years, and they tell me, look, I said, man, what's your pension? I won't say a name. God, I talked to him yesterday. I said, how long did you play? He said, 16 years. What's your pension? My pension is $5,000 a month. He said, you know, I know it ain't much. He said, but it's good, but it could be better. One guy played for 12 years. He said, my pension is $2,200 a month. I mean, that is what we're fighting, and that's what we're fighting for. And not just, and these guys aren't Hall of Famers. Let's get that straight right now. These are not the Hall of Fame guys at all. You know, and one thing is like, I'll say this much here. I'll debate with David Baker, DeMar Smith, Roger Goodell, because the fight is for us. You know, it's not for me. It's for all of us. It's for all players who play the National Football League, Hall of Famers and players. I mean, and I say it again, we're all the same. You just have guys that are on Hall of Fame. We wear a gold jacket, and that's all. We wear a gold jacket in the ring, but we're no different. We do the same things all the other guys did.
Eric, there's no doubting your conviction as you talk about these things and what your end goal is for all players out there. I guess my question is there any fear on your part? You talked about Major League Baseball players' ability to stay together and how players need to stay together. Is there any fear out there that the league could come back, grant you what you want for Hall of Famers, and they could see that as a compromise and then not go the extra step and give it to all former players? Is that a fear at all with what you're doing?
No, it's not a fear, you know, because, and I'll say this much, I'd have to, you know, as a board member and talking to the board, I feel like that we will get it all. That's how I feel. And I really believe that, you know, I'm like, this is David and Goliath, and we're David and they're Goliath. I mean, so no, I don't even think about it like that. I'll say it again. We're all the same. We just happen to wear a gold jacket and they don't wear a gold. And that's no big deal to me because I care nothing about that. Those players that block for me, that threw the ball to me, you know, all those guys, we're in the same bucket here. We're all the same. And so it's no different. You know, one of the things is we talk about, you know, the Hall of Fame and this the Hall of Fame village that they're putting in Ken. And like, look, I'm not trying to hurt that, but the thing is that $1 billion that they're talking about putting into Canton, Ohio for a village, how about helping with the players with that? Helping some of the retired players with that. You know, helping the Hall of Famers with that. You know, instead of putting a $1 billion structure in Canton, Ohio, which, you know, a lot of guys, it's funny, I just asked a guy, I said, well, do you want to retire in Canton, Ohio? I said, no, man, I want to stay in Florida. I want to stay in California. No offense there, but, you know, this money could be spent other places. I mean, and it's frustrating, but, you know, like I said before, and I'll say it again, the game plan might not have been perfect, but I know what the game plan is. And my game plan, our game plan, is for all players. We just started with the Hall of Fame first because those are the guys you recognize the name. If I say Lawrence Taylor, you know his name. If I say Marcus Allen, you know his. If I say Jim Brown, you know his name. If I say Leroy Irvin, you might not know his name. If I say Tom Williams, you might not know that guy. So that's why we started off with the Hall of Fame guys first to get the attention and then go to help all players. But right now, I always want to help all players. That was my goal because I'm always a common guy. I'm the common guy first.
Eric, if you don't mind, while we have you on, clarify that. So you want the health care, which we all agree on. Players should have the health care post-career. But you also want the annual salary. Is the annual salary, I believe you said $300,000 a year for each Hall of Famer.
Is that to supplement the pension? No, what I'd love to see? I'd love to see a proper pension for the guys. Proper pension for each guy that played. Just a proper pension for each Hall of Famer and for each guy that played, you know, that played the National Football League. You know, that's what we really want. I want to clarify that. You know, I want a proper pension for each guy that played. Because most of these guys played 10, 15 years, 11 years. I played 10 years. So I just want a proper pension, you know, for the Hall of Famers and the players and health care. Health care is big. I mean, it really is because you think about it, when you retire at 33 years old, you might not have any problems when you're 40 years old or 38. When you start getting those 50s and 60s and 70s, if you're alive, that's the thing, if you're alive, then that's the problem. That's when you start having health problems.
Do you did you give consideration? Are there other things to boycott outside of Hall of Fame related things? Plenty of the guys on your list and in the Hall of Fame are at games, are connected to teams. It seems to me there might be a bigger envelope there if you wanted to use it.
The biggest envelope would be the Hall of Fame. Let's just be honest about that. That's the biggest ticket. That would be like. It's not as big as, for sure it's not big as the Super Bowl, but it's like a center team that's in the Super Bowl said, we're not playing the Super Bowl. We're not coming on the field. No, the biggest ticket for the National Football League, like they say, I always say, David Baker and Roger Goodell said, the gold standard for the National Football League are the Hall of Famers and the gold jacket guys, because we represent the National Football League. And it's funny how they try to separate themselves all the time, but they're all one. They're all as one. So no, the biggest stage would be the Hall of Fame. And I'm going to make this perfectly clear. Do I love the Hall of Fame? Yes, I love being in the Hall of Fame. I love the Hall of Fame. I love all the players. All the players I play, even players I don't play, I respect them because we all know as former players, you know, you writers, y'all don't understand. You never will understand unless you played the sport of what it's like on that field, what it's like after you retire, what it's like not being able to sleep at night, what it's like having mental issues, what it's like having anger issues. You'll never understand that because it's only a small percentage of guys that play pro football. But, you know, and that's why I say this fight is for all guys, you know, not just Hall of Famers. I want to get that straight right now. For all guys. And you're right. I'm passionate about this. I really am because, you know, this is a thankless job. like I'm not getting anything extra out of this, nothing. This is something we talked about. We started, they wanted to do. And I said, hey, look, and I told David Baker this to his face. I said, David, I said, one thing, you don't know me. I don't know you well. I said, but you can bank on this. One thing Eric Dickerson is I am loyal. I am loyal like the dog, like Rover, because if I put my mind to something and you say you're behind me, I'm with it 150% for these guys. And that's why I am. And my thing is, I don't want to be left out there alone. And I don't feel like, and if that's what it is, it is what it is. I'll still take the bullet for it.
You're looking for help for past generations of players. Seems a way to ensure the next past generation of players is for the players to do better in the CBA. I imagine you understand the tension there between losing games and salary right now by striking and missing stuff for the benefit long range. What would you advise the current Players Association, which, like you're indicating, doesn't win very often? What does it need to do?
No, they never win. You know what they need to do? They need to have retired players in those meetings. They need to have some Hall of Famers in those meetings. They need guys in there. They need the guys in there to let them know that these young guys, hey, look, one day, young man, you're 24, 25 years old. One day you will be sitting right here in this chair. You will be 45. You will be 65. You won't be 25 forever. You won't be 21 forever. That's what some of these players don't get. Because a lot of these players, they don't even know who we are. They just say, oh, this is a bunch of old guys. You know, they're trying to dip into our money. But the reason they got that money, the reason the guys like a Drew Brees is making that $20 million a year when he says, you know, the players, you know, they're not handling, they didn't handle their money right. Like, how can you handle $32,000 a year right? Or $75,000? Like Deacon Jones said, I made $7,500. How do you manage that money right? I mean, so, you know, this is something that's a problem. And how do you fix it? You fix it by most definitely having guys that have been there, have done it. Let these guys know this is what you're looking at long term. It's not a short race. It's a long race.
You've clarified a lot of things here. I still think, based on how it came out, the PR is going to be questioned around the country today. Any sense of having somebody help you with that? Or do you feel fine about it the way it is, and how important that you get the message out as you're doing here, maybe more clearly than the letter did?
You know what? Everybody read the letter. The letter is what the letter is. And, you know, I think as much as I can, as much as other guys that are on the board, Hall of Famers, will get this message out. And I think the message will come very clear. I think the message will be very crystal clear, is that we're for all players. Let's make that clear. The reason we started with the Hall of Famers, because, like I said, the biggest names, we don't have a seat on that board. You have to get the power first. You have to be there. You know, we can sit and talk about doing things. It's just like we talked about doing this for years. You talk about doing it, but all of a sudden, now nobody wanted to put it into action. You see why nobody wanted to put it into action? Just because of this right here. You know, no one wanted to take this on. This is a big job. It is. I mean, this is like a full-time job for me. I'm not getting paid for it, but I want to do this because why? I love the sport I play. I'm passionate about the sport I play. I love the guys I played with, even the guys I played against. So, yes, I have a passion for it, but the message will be, as time goes on, this message will be crystal clear. Like I said before, it might not have been a perfect game plan, but I know that the end result is about winning, and I still say this is David and Goliath all over again.
You guys, you said you've been talking about it for some time. I'm wondering if watching the amount of attention T.O. not being at the ceremony got sparked any thinking about how much attention you might warrant for the cause if a good handful or a good percentage of you didn't show up.
No, you know, man, look, I'm never about attention. You know, matter of fact, I got a text from T.O. yesterday. He said, you know, he supports it, but no, I mean, nah, I mean, it's not about that attention. I mean, and I'll just go back to T.O. not.
Well, it's about the attention you're trying to spur action by getting attention.
Exactly. There you go. We're trying to spur action, not just the attention. We're trying to make a change, and that's what we're trying to do, more than just the attention. We want action. We want something to happen. You know, not just talking about it, not just having this dialect. I mean, you know, you hear about, you know, different groups that we've been trying to meet with. I won't say the group trying to meet with Roger Goodell for 3 years. I mean, 3 years to get something done. I mean, you can't have a meeting in 3 years. I mean, it's so disrespectful to me when the league won't take, not even, you don't have to be a Hall of Fame. You don't have to be a great player, a player that has a call that they're trying to help other players, but the league does not want to take their call, won't meet with them. I mean, to me, it's just bullshit. I'm going to put it like that. I just say it like that.
Eric, the last time we had you on, you were trying to get attention for Justin Bieber to slow down in your neighborhood. Did that happen?
He moved out of the neighborhood.
But he's becoming an American citizen, I think.
Yeah, I think he is. Jesus, man. Hey, but just know this, guys. Is look, I'm not trying to hurt anybody. We're not trying to hurt anybody. We're trying to help. And I don't want to get crucified. I don't want us to get crucified for trying to do something good. You might not like the way we started off. But just know this here, it's about helping the guys. It's about helping all guys, not just about helping Eric Dickerson. Please, I mean, I'm not a selfish person. My main thing, even for me, I've always been this. I've always been a giver. I love to give and see the look on a person's face when I can give and make them happy. That gives me the most joy in the world. I mean, it really does. So I just want you guys to know that we're trying to help. I'm sorry if you feel like we're trying to hurt the Hall of Fame. We're not. We're not trying to help hurt the Hall of Fame at all. We're trying to help every player, Hall of Famer or non-Hall of Famer.
We appreciate the conversation. We look forward to talking to you again down the road. Thanks for responding on Twitter. Thanks for the time.
Thank you.